listener production.
Hello, David Dolan here with your news briefing. A teenage girl is still fighting for life after four of her school friends were killed in a horrific crash in Western Victoria. Their car hit a tree near Hamilton. Sergeant Ryan Nelson says the tight-knit community will be hurting.
It's been a tragic year in relation to lives lost at the moment. We just need to be careful on our roads and look after each other.
Promising news out of the US this morning, with political leaders close to an agreement on lifting the debt ceiling.
I feel closer to an agreement now than I did a long time before. Because I see progress. But listen, this is not easy in any shape or form.
That's Republican Kevin McCarthy. They've got 8 days to reach a deal or America will run out of cash. And that'll probably mean a new global financial crisis. Canberra NRL player Corey Harawira-Naira is out of hospital after a frightening on-field seizure in last night's game against the Bunnies. Raiders coach Ricky Stewart praising both teams for forming a protective circle around him as he received treatment.
That's when you see the real character of these footballers. When one of the boys go down, it doesn't matter what team he's on, everyone got around the fact that it was a serious situation and there's a lot of care out there for him.
Police say innocent companies are being exploited in the importation of cocaine into Australia. Two Greek nationals have been arrested after 120 kilos of the drug were found inside a shipping container in Sydney. Detective Acting Superintendent Matthew Kennedy says criminals are using legitimate shipping containers to bring drugs here.
They're innocent parties. They've got no idea that the organised crime syndicates are using them to put the prohibited drugs in to import into the country.
And this isn't a bad idea. The British government is considering a price cap on essentials like bread and milk to tackle surging food inflation. The Suns have pulled off one of their finest wins, holding off the Western Bulldogs by 7 points in Darwin. Coach Stuart Jew says it's thoroughly deserved.
I guess we feel we've been close to ticking one of these games off against a top quality side. So I'm wrapped for the lads, to be honest, just to have that winning feeling.
Canberra has overcome the loss of Corey Harawira-Naira from his on-field seizure to beat the Bunnies 33-26. Just the one game today, Newcastle at home to Manly. Sergio Perez will start last on the grid at the Monaco Grand Prix after crashing out in qualifying. Max Verstappen grabbed pole. And Luton Town has won promotion to the English Premier League after beating Coventry in a penalty shootout.
Shining dawn for Luton Town FC.